Turn with me this morning to the First Peter, the fourth chapter. There was a verse here that kind of stumped me. I looked to some of the commentary and they didn't know any more than I did. Yeah, they get off, somehow they all seem to me like wanting to get off out into wrong field anyway, and they want to talk about everything but what was pertinent to the verse. Anyway, it caused me to read some before this and some after it to try to reason what was said. I come to the conclusion that the main thing that Peter was trying to get across to the people was that God is going to reform the whole man, make him every bit, every whit whole. We read that last week. Lord healed the man and he made him whole, and then he told him, said, go your way and sin no more. So he was encouraging him at that time to live by the law. Outside of that, man is lawless. So all the people of God must live by the law. It is life to the people of God and death to all the rest. Read a few verses here. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Go your way and sin no more. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Wherefore, they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. We are in the last days. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. These things were told to the people that it might cause them to be obedient to the Spirit that had called upon them. And then he goes on about preaching of the gospel. They need to evangelize, not in the ways that people talk about it today, but need to continue. Those that endure to the end need to continue on always in those things of the Lord, in the Spirit. Now, that's pretty foreign to most folks today. It's absolutely beyond their grasp because it is a supernatural thing, and it comes by the grace of God, not by the will of man. So it must be that we do those things that would be becoming of the gospel in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the verse that I taught over was verse 6. It said, "For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead." And I said, I had to add this, dead to the flesh, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. We just read where they think it, you're not too wise. You turn from the way of life, they think, and are become dead. So he is getting on the people here and telling them that don't think anything of these things. If they persecute you and they get after you and they keep putting you down and they're telling you how crazy you are, just rest in the Lord. Don't let these things disturb you. Continue on in the gospel. Teach the good news. The Lord has come to save his people from their sin. That didn't mean just a one-day thing. It meant that there must be a beginning, but there must be an enduring. There must be a carrying on. Why? Because they're all going to give account to him that's ready to judge both the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached, so that man would be, first place, would be without excuse. Those that are outside of the Lord. But it would also give those hope in the Lord. It do two things. Preaching of the gospel is always good. It never missed its mark. It was sent to do what it was supposed to do. Save the people from their sin and condemn those that are under condemnation, and they are there already. But it makes them without excuse. What we might say is it justifies our God. He has good reason to judge both the quick and the dead, because he's Lord of all, above all and over all, and in you all, if he be in you. The Spirit, that's the only way we can worship. carry on in the spirit. Worship in truth and in spirit. So he gives us all these things in Ephesians 2nd chapter then. These things are not new to us. They will be over and over, but 2nd chapter, book of Ephesians, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. That's what we just heard, wasn't it? According to the prince of the power of air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So we got two of them spirits. Which one you going to obey? Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, and in the mind, in of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, condemned already, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for this great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For all of us, this is a most familiar scripture. It said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship. He's working. What is he working? The grace that he has given unto his people, that they might carry on, that they might worship God and evangelize the world. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. So remember these things, that you might carry on in the grace and knowledge of God. In 2 Timothy, fourth chapter, verse 1, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead as is appearing in his kingdom, when it's come, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Doctrine. They say we don't believe in no doctrines today, but we got a doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, that they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch there, thou in all things endure afflictions. Don't think anything bad if they make fun of you. Just carry on and do what the Lord has said do. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. So you do this even if I'm not here. This is what the Lord has said to do. You carry on to the end. Oh, what a doctrine we have. Lord came to save his people from their sin. Not just to save them from hell, but to save them from their sin. The soul is saved. It has been. But the body is always being saved. It needs to be renewed day by day. So carry on the evangelizing. And it's not just that you would go to some dark Africa place or something. But the evangelizing, I think, is even among God's people. They need to be being taught to understand what the Spirit has for. People have different gifts. But everyone ought to use that gift. We'll see that. 1 John 3 Verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we would be called sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. It's the same, that's where we started, wasn't it? They don't understand why you don't run with them with the same riotous activities. That we should be called the sons of God, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And that doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth, you can underscore that, himself, even as he is pure. So carry on. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. What law? They got to get rid of it nowadays. That's the reason they got to get rid of it. You know, it kills them. It kills their little profession most of the time. That's the reason they can't tolerate the preaching of the gospel. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. So that's the pattern. So we must follow the pattern that is set forth in Christ Jesus. In him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Neither know him, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. That's what he's always done. And his children. For this purpose, the Son of God, what was manifested, for this cause, he was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest. That the children and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness, is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Yeah. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew. His brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Don't let that bother you. They're going to do it. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So the challenge is set forth before the people of God. Do this and live. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Verse 31 said, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. And that didn't leave any room for doubt there. That's the way it is. That we should not be condemned with the world. So, he is working in his people. Do this and live. If you don't, you're going to be chastised. So I'm going to teach you all things. What? That are needful. Said, wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. So there's more things that he's going to tell them. But if you'll do this much, it will be good for body and soul.
One of the least understood things in all of Scripture today is this thing that we just read about taking away our sins, come to save his people from our sins. Not just the penalty of it, not just the guilt of it, but sin itself. Save us from our sin. And all that the sin does, ultimately, which is what? Death. The last enemy that shall be put under his feet is death. But that was the condemnation from the very beginning, right? For in the day that you eat thereof, what's going to happen? You shall surely die. Very few people understand today that life is in righteousness. But how can the depraved man live in righteousness? He can't. He has to be born from above. But if he is born, or when he is born from above, what happens? Yeah, he gets a new nature. That nature is God, isn't it? He becomes a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So, if you suffer in the flesh, if your sins really bother you, if you suffer over them, then that means you cease from sin in the classic term of that word, of that term. The classic meaning of that term. You no longer love sin, you love God. And nobody knows how terrible sin is to an individual more than that individual does. But God knows. All right, anyone have a hymn you'd like to? Number one. I keep going back to Leviticus 19:2. Ye shall be holy. Why? Lord, why am I going to be holy? How can I be holy? Because I, the Lord your God, am holy. So, this is what we first recognize, isn't it? That's what really makes sin, sin, is to recognize that God is holy.